This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, so help me make some money. I don't do telephones or anything like that. Mike Lindell, God bless him, he's helping out the conservative commentators across the country because the social media platforms are keeping us, truly keeping us from making any money, getting our message out or anything along those lines. So what Mike has said is head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Listen, you look at the products on that website, you have one of all of those. You have sheets, you have pillowcases, you have mattress covers, you have all that stuff. Why do you keep buying it from the Chinese people? Why do you keep buying it from people who don't care about you? You need to get it from a place like Mike Lindell's, MyPillow.com, and that way there you're paying, you're allowing Americans to make money because they're working here, they're getting a paycheck. It everybody wins, including me. I get a few dollars off the sale, and you say big bucks. Right now, he's giving, I think it's anywhere from 30 to 70% off if you use promo code Joe. Come on, can't make it easier than that. J-O-E, the old way of spelling it, not the new way. J-O-E, use promo code Joe on the way out at MyPillow.com. You'll save a boatload of money. I'll make a few bucks. I guarantee you'll be extremely happy with what you buy. Promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. Sony Smith joins me as she does every week to kind of kick the weekend. You got Mike's sheet. Well, you got your sheets, but they're Mike's sheets.
I have the sheets. I have the pillow. And I almost bought one while I was here in Georgia, but I'm like, now I got to pack it and send it back. So as soon as I get back to California, I will get more pillows because they truly are wonderful. The temperature is wonderful. I don't know what he does, but this guy is special.
I don't care what he does. All I know is my head's cooler when I'm sleeping.
Exactly. I don't have to figure it out. And here's another thing. Is this guy is standing up for America. He's making such a... Oh, he's risking his life, his treasure, his...
That's why they hate him. You already know this, right?
Yeah.
That's why they hate him.
The left is... So, can you name one person on the left that has done this? Anything close to it?
No. Nope. Not a one. You're exactly right.
You know what? Because they think it's courageous to stand up against Trump. Well, that ain't courageous in Hollywood or in Leftville. That's not courageous. You're doing what everybody's going to champion, and everybody's going to think you're cool, and everybody's going to give you your next movie deal. That's not courageous. What Mike Lindell has done is courageous.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it's funny because they ruined that word. You know, I mean, seriously, right?
Well, we were talking about that before, how the left takes words and how people in tyrannical situations, the regimes, one of the points that they do, one of the things that they do is they take language and they twist it. So courageous no longer means courageous.
Don't you know?
It doesn't mean that.
That's a really good point. It really is, because you're exactly right. It doesn't mean it anymore.
What Michael Lindell has done is courageous, because he did it at a time. He didn't have to do any of this stuff. And I often look at him, and he didn't have to do this when he did it. And he did it. So whether it doesn't matter if you agree with it or not, but if we can understand what the word courageous means, just like the real word of courageous, he's courageous.
If you can get anybody, I'm sorry, but I know I'm always the downer here, but if you can get anybody really understand the English language today, because they haven't taught them anything. Everything they've taught them, you know, you brought it up kind of tongue-in-cheek earlier, and you said, no, we taught them Ebonics, you know? And it's true. Sure. We allowed kids not to spell properly. Now we want them to start to spell phonetically because, you know, we don't want them to feel bad not being able to spell. It's like, when do you hold your feet to a higher standard? When do you make them? That's when they really feel better about themselves, when they know they've worked hard at something and it works, right?
Well, I believe, and I'm a cynic here, and I'm a conspiracy theorist here, but I believe that the left wants children to speak in Ebonics because as long as they can keep them down and not I almost use the word prosperous, but that's not it. But as long as they can keep them in a situation where they're not keeping up with what they need to do to be successful, that's what they want to do. So Ebonics will do that. You cannot go and get a job and speak Ebonics. You can't do that. You can't go to a college. You can't write something for a college admission and use Ebonics. So therefore, they keep black children from being able to be successful. I don't know why people don't see that the left is trying to keep black children from being successful.
Well, you know what bothers me more is that when they find these issues and these problems, I mean, this is documented stuff. You don't have to listen to Joe. You can go find it on your own. But they dumb down the classes. They dumb down.
They're done
in inner cities where the black kids go, where the Hispanic kids go, and then they want to blame education. You got to hang out till after the commercial. You can't just leave this hanging.
Oh, yes, I can, but I won't.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Joe Messina, your host. I've got to duct tape to her chair. She'll be back in a minute.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5566. Come on, say it all the time. Let's say it together. Get involved, get engaged, do something to make a difference. Right? Don't sit there complaining about it. I got people complaining in my ear all the time. I'm tired of hearing it. Make a difference. Do something different. Get out there, go to city council meetings, go to water board meetings, do something to make a change. It's really what it boils down to. Now, if you don't want to, obviously, you don't have to. But then I'm going to be rude. Shut up. Don't complain. You know, I was handing out leaflets the other night for my campaign at a school. And I probably had, maybe a half a dozen. Not over, but maybe about a half a dozen people who handed me back my card and said, yeah, you know what, I don't vote. And I just want to jump all over them and go, what? What do you mean you don't vote? It's ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess who's still with me? That's right. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week to kind of kick off the weekend. I got her blood pumping, so she can't go away yet.
I can't.
Isn't it? I mean, think about it.
I wonder, and if this is just for me, but if there was a flyer that had the numbers of people don't vote, and instead of saying, these are the people you should vote for, because, people don't vote. I think it's staggering the amount of people, conservatives, Republicans, Christians, who don't vote. And to me, that would make me go out and vote. And I could be wrong, but I wonder if that would resonate with people.
Sonia, we only had a 30% turnout of Republicans in the last primary.
Isn't that amazing?
They thought their vote wouldn't count.
Well, I get that, because you get discouraged. And sometimes when I come on your show and I want to be that voice of encouragement, and there's times I can't. But when I look at those numbers, when you just said that, 30%?
Yeah, 30%.
Then I'm not going to be that guy that stays home that day if I see that number, because that's startling.
But you said a little while ago, what do we do? How do we fight this? How do we keep it? I mean, I'm asking you this question rhetorically, but in the last election, how many phone calls did you actually make? Did you pick up?
Okay, but let's just say...
The generic you.
Okay, no, but just say that some people aren't that proactive. But what we can do is vote. And I like the idea of throwing that number out there to show people, 30%.
How sad we are? Is that why you want to throw it out there?
How pitiful, how sucky, what do you want me to say that I can say on the air?
Just pitiful. You're right.
Because I don't know that you can make people make phone calls or carry a picket sign or go to a rally or... No, but when you show that 30%,
these are Republicans who run around going, rah, rah, we got to make a change, we got to vote, we got to. What was you got to doing? What did you actually do?
It sort of puts it in your face.
Yeah.
If somebody gave me a card, and it said that, as opposed to please make a phone call to your congressperson or your representative or whatever, I may throw that away, I may or may not do that. But when I get a card that says, you're a part of people who ain't helping and all you got to do is, now I'm on notice.
Get off the couch, shut off the TV, and come
get
help
Get off
right?
the couch. Yeah, so I'm just saying maybe that's a better postcard that we need to send our people. Is that Christians, conservatives, Republicans, these are the percentages that went out to vote. That's like, that's really damning.
It is. People don't realize how important it is that they come out and vote, that they do the right thing. And maybe they realize and just still don't think it's going to count. I don't know.
Well, I get that, too. Is that you think that anymore it doesn't matter. But when you see those numbers, it's like, it's not really a matter of it doesn't matter. It's a matter of it doesn't matter because we didn't do our part. I'm just saying this is a different tactic.
Right.
I think they're all viable. I think they're all viable. But
you're nicer than I am. That's all.
When, I don't know. I'm just seeing America sinking like the Titanic. I'm like, what's going to help? But I think there are some that will help if you go, you know what, all you've got to do is get off your behind and vote.
Yep. No,
oh, it doesn't matter. What? It doesn't matter because you haven't gone out and stood in line. That's okay. People are people.
That's my line, too. People is people.
People is people.
I don't know anything about
it. And it doesn't matter if they're in relationships or this and that and the other. They're going to still make excuses. But you'll get some of those people who go, golly, gee, many crickets. There's only 30% of people who go out and vote. I'm going to go out and just, like, cast my vote.
Yep.
So that's a little bit of something.
Yeah, no, I do. I find all that amazing. And again, for a guy like me, you know, people who will complain. You've been there when they complain about the school board stuff. And I go, who did you vote for in Sacramento? Who was it that you voted for L.A. County? The ones that are dictating to us what we have to do. Hello? Anybody home?
But we don't know. Listen, we didn't know that voting for these people meant that they were going to castrate our children.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Yeah, there's all kinds of, if you guys engage with your parties, in most cases, there's all kinds of information out there that would allow you to, you know,
okay,
understand.
Wait. You're talking about doing some homework, some work, some looking into stuff. People don't want to do that.
All right, well, we're at the break. You can stay or go. Up to you. I don't. Look at that face. Seriously? Are you hungry?
I do, but my salad is sitting right there.
All right,
there.
Do you want to stay or go? Should you stay or
yes,
should you go?
Yes, if your audience wants me to go, I'll go.
She's got
to
go now. No, they did not. They're commenting on what you're... All right, Sonya will be with us for one more segment, I promise, at least. And then she'll
compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia it sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, what do they call that? When you hear six up or one end all the time. They call it, what is it, cowlick? Carlick?
Colic.
Come on. You should know this. What?
I don't know.
I don't either. What do you think I'm asking you for? Anyway.
That's the question that is to the hair.
What is it? If this was Jeopardy, we'd lose big, okay? I mean, seriously.
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me. You can tell me a whole bunch of something.
Yeah, I do. But, okay, so since I've been in Georgia, a lot of the TV shows show wonderful television shows of the past. And so I've been watching Andy of Mayberry. I showed my grandson.
You've been watching David Mayberry?
Griffith's show.
I'm simply asking.
I know, I feel guilty, right? I showed my grandson, he watched Leave It to Beaver the other day, and I was in the shower, and I just heard him laughing, and he's, I'm like, oh my gosh, he has all these high-tech, cool shows, and he's actually engaged in laughing with Leave It to Beaver. We watched another show, Father Knows Best. There's all these shows. I'm not quite sure why they have them on, but they do. They have a lot of wholesome shows on in Georgia. But it's given me a chance to show my grandson these shows that are about morals and values. And it's,
why would you ruin that poor kid teaching him about morals and values?
Shouldn't he be able to
figure those out at his own time, at his own pace?
Right. And he can do that on the Disney Channel, don't you know? Oh my God!
It just never stops. And you know, you and I have been talking about this for years, and you're seeing it now happen more and more and more. Where Disney doesn't give a crud. I've been screaming, "Will you please stop giving your money to these bozos?" All right? They're not the people you think they are. They don't care about your child. Can we just stop doing this? You know? How do I get youngs to stop this?
It depends on what you want your child to be and what they want to know. I mean, I watch parents take their...
I love making you crazy, but you already know that. Okay. But it's true. Think about it. I mean, you're sitting here, and you look at these parents, and look at people that you and I know, hardcore conservatives. Well, we're going to stop doing this. We should listen to that company, Starbucks. They're terrible. They hate Trump. They hate conservatives. They hate us. I'll take a double latte. Thank you. I mean, why do you go there? Right? I mean, am I the insane one, or do I have a point?
No, you're not. I just, listen, okay. Guilty as charged.
Oh, okay. That's
I order crap from Amazon like the big dog. And I wish somebody would come along, a conservative company would come along that would be as sufficient, efficient as Amazon. But I'm telling you, I do still order from Amazon.
Well, listen, I do too. There's some things that I need to have, you need to have. We let them get too much power. We let them get way too much power over us.
Well, but we didn't know. Well, let's just be fair to ourselves.
Oh, come on. You have two brain cells. You're a smart lady. You know that you're watching this stuff happen. You've talked about it. You saw it coming. They were getting way too much information on us. They were getting way too much power over us.
No, but that was after the fact.
Okay.
That was when we started ordering from Amazon. That was years before we found that. Mm-hmm. That's like being married to a guy who.
you won't have to worry about that with me. Go ahead.
Like a boyfriend who is like wonderful, and then you find out, oh, you might have some proclivities. You gotta wean yourself. You gotta wean yourself off of the guy.
You keep it up, you're gonna get me in trouble, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, Amazon, and you know, everybody, no, we're trying to like wean ourselves off, but where do you go that you can get somebody, you can get your merchandise the day after, and it's there, and you can return it. And
I know. It's just crazy.
So we, as conservatives, have to find a way to take that over. We have to do that.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay. I beat this to death, because I do that all the time. It's like, how do we do it? Where do we do it? How do we get these people in line? It's just crazy. And there's no reason for it. There's no reason for us to let them get away with what they get away with.
Look how long it took for us to get other social media things. It took us a while. It took us a little bit. There's truth. Now there's tons of them. I mean, I don't even know who to go to now. So we'll get an Amazon. But in the meantime, I really need my scrunchie. In 2 days.
Oh, God.
No, I'm trying to wean myself from Amazon. I don't like using it. I know they're the enemy. And we gotta wean ourselves off of companies like Amazon.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. I see this stuff in there. I sit there, I scratch my head, I go, look, you know, we've got to find different ways. And maybe we have to put ourselves out and get dressed and get in the car and go to the scrunchie store or to the supermarket or whatever it is that you go. Now, there are some things I can't do at the local supermarket.
No.
I can see that in your face. That ain't going to work.
No. After COVID, one of the benefits that I found in COVID is like, I don't ever have to leave my house.
No.
So, no, I'm not going to a store. I'm like going to a store and getting a product. So we do. We have to be realistic about that.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. So, I really like opening up my door and going, oh, no, I got a present.
Look, this, I hate to admit this, but this, some days I open up my front door, look like Amazon threw up all over the porch.
Okay? Exactly.
I mean, that's like, exactly. Oh, really?
So we have to do some, we have to find something that's better than Amazon or equivalent.
I agree.
So, don't, all right, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Where do people get more information on Sonya? I know you can. We can find you
not
here every Friday.
Nothing, nowhere.
No,
not
there's no,
now.
There's no pizza when joint get, down there in Georgia. You're hanging out in it. We should know about.
Nope.
That, no.
When I get no, you can listen to me here. But when I get back to California, I'm going to figure out who I am and where my website
who
is.
You
and
are.
I would love for you to call me or text me or whatever and say hello.
All righty, then. Listen, I appreciate your time with me. You know it. Go enjoy your salad and your grandson.
So
I always get a kick out of that, too. And, and you know, the bugs in Georgia, I guess it's too cool for bugs in Georgia right now. I remember they used to be like the size of my hand. But anyhow.
Pterodactyls.
All right, Joe Senior, your host. Sonya Smith, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. We want you with us next week. Okay? Goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao. See you later.
Ciao, Ben.
Have fun. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Come back from the break. We'll grab a couple of calls, and I'll tell you. You know, I mean, seriously, you've got to pay attention to what's going on. You've got to pay attention to the to what, you know, the media is putting out there. Because it's great. If you don't, this narrative that they keep pushing, that they can get away with anything they want to. And I'd like you to think about during the break, I want you to think about, really, the telltale signs of mainstream media not carrying Joey B's speech last night. I don't know what it means. My crystal ball doesn't work. I'm just kind of guessing here. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where, you know what, you can save anywhere from 30 to 70% on a product that you use every day that you're buying it. Well, you won't be able to buy it at Bed Bath & Beyond soon, that's for sure. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Your senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-0-0-8-55-732-5563. That's right. That's the fight song. Always ready for the fight. Always ready to defend, speak to. And as I always say, look at, give a call, 855-0-0-8-55-732-5563. Let's talk to Dave from San Francisco. Dave, you're on the air.
Oh, how are you, Joe? Yeah, I was kind of hoping to have also been on with your previous caller or guest. You were talking about the Andy Mayberry and some of those old shows.
Yeah, she was talking about how she is in Georgia watching them with her grandson.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if you've ever heard, Andy Griffith was a comedian before he got that show.
Yep,
and
I knew that.
He was really cutting, edge. I wouldn't call him a Lenny Bruce, but he wasn't bad. He was very interesting. And you remember the old Orson Welles movie about William Randolph Hearst? It has Rosebud. I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Rosebud, right?
Which one?
You talk about the movie.
Rosebud. I've forgotten the name of the movie.
Yeah, Rosebud. Or Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane, I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Citizen Kane. Right, yeah. And Citizen Kane was really William Randolph Hearst, who was kind of he was kind of like a Rupert Murdoch of 800 years ago. And Rupert Murdoch, or William Randolph Hearst, was pretty evil. And he was blackmailing most of the movie theaters. He had newspapers all over America. And if he didn't like a movie, he would make sure that the movie theaters couldn't advertise in his newspaper. And so there was, Orson Welles was really pissed at him because it was insufferable that a good movie couldn't make it in Cleveland or Pittsburgh or wherever, because of Hearst. And so there was a movie made about the making of Citizen Kane, and I've forgotten the exact title of it, but it's RKO and then the working number of that movie. So it's RKO something or another, and it's about the making of Citizen Kane. And it talks about how Orson Welles was trying to make this movie for years, and William Randolph Hearst was fighting Orson Welles, and Orson Welles was huge at the time. He was making money hand over fist, and he still couldn't make a movie about William Randolph Hearst until he found out that Hearst was really broke. He wasn't a multimillionaire. He was hundreds of million dollars in debt. He was a guy that went around the world picking up art pieces and then never paying the museums for it, never paying the art galleries for them, never paying for anything.
So David, I'm not trying to be rude, but is there a point here? Get to the point, because we're getting out of time.
Yeah, well, once Orson Welles figured out that William Randolph was actually broke, he was able to make the money because Hearst couldn't sue him. And the correlation is today with a guy like Trump, who pretends to be rich, but he's actually hundreds of billions of dollars in debt.
Dave, have you seen the psychiatrist for this? He's no longer president anymore. You guys can't seem to let him go. You got a guy standing there. Night? No, you got a guy standing there last night who looks like he's demonic front of a set that makes him look like a communist. He doesn't know where he is half the time, and the only guy you can call and beat on is Donald Trump. Are you serious?
Do you remember the quote he made last night? He wants more violence. Trump said that last night.
No.
You don't know that.
Not. You took it out of context, and that's what you guys love to do. Did you catch the part last night about Joey B basically saying that there were 70 to 80 million Americans? Did you catch the part last night? I love guys like him. There's a sickness there. He's locked on to Trump. And again, I love it when they take lines out of context, single lines, just like with the January 6th thing. That man will never go through the speech that Donald gave that talked about going up to peacefully protest. He'll never do that. He'll never call out Joey B for the things he did wrong. And so you're not going to be one of those guys on this show. Always back to Trump and what Trump is. Hey, Dave, Trump's not president anymore, my friend. Your people are. The guys that you never say anything negative about. And you're so much into conspiracies, you and others who write to me. And yet, look at what this administration is doing. I think it's hilarious. Well, we're at it, since I'm all over the, and I love this, I'll do this, no problem. The Democrats, the ones that right now are running the state of California, the ones that want to run. Now, think about something. Most of the people around Joey B are prior Democrats that ran the state of California. Now, they ran the state of California into the ground, and they're doing the same thing in the country. And Newsom, or Governor Nuisance, wants to continue that. And these California lawmakers, I want you to give some thought to something here. They spent this whole legislative session trying to come up with some of the most asinine laws they can get their hands on. Let's not do anything to actually help the state and help the country as a whole. No. Abortion access, right? Assembly Bill 2223 in California. If it would protect pregnant people, not women, because anybody can get pregnant, pregnant people from criminal or civil penalties following a stillbirth, miscarriage, or self-induced abortion. Let me tell you what. Stillbirth, miscarriage, or the self, the only time they were charged with that stuff. The only time. It's like minuscule, .0001. If they went out of their way to perform a self-abortion. Remember, we've gone from, it wasn't supposed to be frequent, it was supposed to be very infrequent, it was supposed to make it safer for women by having it done by a doctor, to now we have physicians' assistants and maybe even nurses that are able to perform an abortion. I guess that's safe. Whatever. Right? Then we have Assembly Bill 2091 prohibit abortion information shared with agencies from states where the procedure is restricted. Why? Aren't you supposed to share medical information across the lines? Another bill would prevent California law enforcement from arresting anyone involved in an abortion or cooperating with out-of-state investigators. So you can't even cooperate anymore with out-of-state investigators when it comes to abortion issues. Then it would allow nurse practitioners to perform abortions without physician supervision. Nothing against the nurses, but they're not doctors. And we were told that the only way to make it safe, so they lied to us again, the only way to make abortion safe was to have a doctor do it. Couldn't have these back alley coat hanger things done. Right? So it had to be done in front of an abortion. I mean, in front of a doctor. But now that's all been changed. No big deal. Another assembly bill would allow, by right, affordable housing development in commercial areas of construction if contractors are paid prevailing wage. So in other words, as long as you stuck to what the union wanted you to pay them, you could do these housing, special housing projects. Just amazing, isn't it? Another one, these have got to be challenged. These have to be challenged. Would allow discretionary market rate housing development, commercial areas, if the first two bids for construction contractors go to union workers. So in other words, you can only give the bid to a company that uses union workers. That's wrong. Just flat out wrong. We should be able to choose the cheapest and best company we have. Another Senate constitutional amendment would repeal a portion of the California construction that requires local voters to decide whether to allow public housing complexes in their communities. So they want to take a right away from the voters. This isn't to help a voter. See, isn't this funny? The original constitution of this country and the state constitutions were based on our federal constitution to make sure that the government didn't get too much power. And that they didn't take too much power away from the people. California beats its brains out to make sure it takes power away from people / parents as much as humanly possible. So this one here, which would allow people to decide whether they want these apartment complexes or not, now says you don't have a right to decide. Another Senate bill would prevent other states with anti-transgender laws from removing trans children from their parents after coming to California for gender affirmation healthcare. It doesn't happen. No. What that bill says when you read the text of the bill is a kid, I mean, for all intents and purposes, can be taken here by an adult because the kid wants the operation, but the parents don't want him to have it. They can come here for the operation and keep the parents out of the loop, and they don't have to, they do not have to, or won't, I should say, adhere to any kind of order from a court from another state to bring that child back. Yeah. Yeah. This state has gone total communist. You don't have a right to your kids. You don't have a right to what they put in their bodies. You don't have a right to tell them what they would do. Oh, there's a whole bunch of other crazy stuff we'll go through later on. Joe Messina, your host, come on back for hour three. Got a lot to talk about then as well. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.